Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
If you're sick of the LIBOR scandal, how about a nice mortgage scandal? Countrywide Financial, which is one of the nation's largest mortgage lenders, is now being accused of trying to buy influence on Capitol Hill by issuing hundreds of sweetheart loans for members of Congress and their staff members. The goal, allegedly, was to scuttle legislation that would have diminished the sale of subprime mortgages. A new congressional report suggests it might have worked. Joining us is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. This report comes from Daryl Issa. What does the report say?
Daryl Issa, chairman of the Oversight and Investigations Committee, Celeste. The same committee, of course, that's been investigating Fast and Furious and the Attorney General Eric Holder. That's how you know who they are. They've been doing some other things, too. Now, the fact that members of Congress were getting loans through what was called the VIP program, where they got discounts on some of the fees and even some of the rates on some countrywide loans, isn't really new. We talked about it with Chris Dodd, senator from Connecticut, back in 2008. Listen to Chris Dodd here after allegations that he was basically getting a sweetheart deal while he was chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, getting a sweetheart deal from Countrywide.
I would never sacrifice my integrity or credibility by sitting there and getting some sweetheart deal with any lending institution whatsoever.
Now, that was Chris Dodd back in 2008, and we knew about that. But this report says that out of around 18,000 VIP loans that Countrywide made between 1996 and 2008, 29 of those were to members of Congress and their staffs. This was all while Countrywide was lobbying hard between around 2000 and 2005, Celeste, to kill legislation in Congress that would have pulled GSEs, that's government-sponsored entities like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, remember them?
Right.
Pull them out of the primary mortgage business, and that would have been a killer for Countrywide because they were specializing in subprime loans, the very loans that helped tank the housing market, got tied in with Wall Street and AIG with mortgage-backed securities and led to the financial crisis. So it's kind of a string of events there, but essentially Countrywide was trying to prevent Congress from pulling these government-sponsored entities out of the mortgage business, which would have killed their business. And for a few years, at least, it seems to have worked.
Well, I mean, in fact, this also involves the former CEO of Fannie Mae, Franklin Raines. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I am unaware of any preferential treatment given to me by Countrywide.
So help me understand this, Todd. Have we proven that Countrywide offered sweetheart deals to Congress members and their staff, but we don't know yet if the Congress members knew they were getting a special deal?
And Franklin Raines, who was never a member of Congress, says the same thing that several members of Congress say, that they may have known about the VIP program, but they didn't know that they were getting discounts through it. Chris Dodd said that back when it was revealed that he was, in fact, getting discounts through that program. There are other members of Congress as well. Kent Conrad, Democratic senator from North Dakota, getting set to retire. Republicans, too. Buck McKeon of California, the powerful chairman of the Armed Services Committee, a key staffer to Senator Robert Bennett, former senator from Utah. And only one member of Congress, Pete Sessions of Texas, who's still in Congress, is reported in the report to have specifically requested to Countrywide, hey, I'll sign up for a loan with you guys. I got to buy a house. I want no discounts and no sweetheart deals. Pete Sessions is the only person out of 12 people in this report who specifically said, no sweetheart deals for me, I don't want them.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more details as this investigation continues. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Sure thing.